Guys, each week we get a leadership lesson from Coach Larry. He is a career expert. He is a certified coach. He's spent his life in the business community. He offers advice to managers and leaders that really want to be effective leaders. With no further ado, let's get our leadership lesson now from Coach Larry.
I can't believe I've done 27 episodes of Leadership Lessons with Coach Larry, and I haven't done one on delegation. Leaders, listen to me. You will not be able to achieve your goals if you don't delegate your goals. Yes, I just made that up. Early in my career, I got promoted to be the team leader of my former peers. I loved the people I worked with, Linda, Sanford, Scott, and Elizabeth. It was intimidating to now being the boss of people who you cared for and respected. I really did not want to screw it up, but that's exactly what I did. As I got new tasks, I thought, you know, I'm good at this and I enjoy doing it, so I'll just take this one on. New day, new task, I think. I could give this to Sanford, but you know, he's too busy mapping the metadata universe. I'll just do it myself. Or this has to be done immediately and it's high priority, so it will take too long to give it to someone and explain it. I'll just do this one. Then you fast forward 3 months into my career as a manager, and I'm overwhelmed and angry that I have no time, and no one seems to want to help me. Plus, a baby's on the way. And whose fault was that? Is it true that no one wanted to help me? Nope. Is it true that I was overwhelmed and angry? Yep. And that's just it. People wanted to help. They had all the talents in the world. They wanted to take on more, but I couldn't get over my own mindset about delegation. I had many excuses. They're too busy. I know how to do it and how to do it right. It's faster if I can do it, or I want the recognition, sad to say. One day I asked my best friend Chris, who has been a leader since I've known him in grammar school, and I asked him, "What makes you so good at delegation?" He says, "Lar," he says, as he drained a 6-foot putt, "I think of it this way. Every day I get to my law office and I log in, my default mindset is to think, what am I not going to do today? I know that I can't do everything. I know that this is the best way to develop people. And I know that when I assign a task, it will take me longer to teach that person how to do it than doing it myself. And when I get it back, it'll be about 70% right. And I'm going to have to take more time to work with that person to get it right. Then I'll get that task again, or a similar task. When I go to that person the next time, it will take me a shorter amount of time to delegate it. And I'll get it back now at 90% right. The next time, it'll just take me moments to delegate that task, and it'll come back probably better than if I've done it myself. And now I have an annuity, meaning I don't have to do that task anymore. It's completely off my plate. So I like to say that either you pay a little now and delegate it, or you pay a lot later when it comes to delegation. If you don't develop your team, you're going to find yourself overwhelmed and angry just like I was. And are people going to feel sorry for you? Nope. You deserved it, just as I deserved it. Here are a couple of rules around delegation that I like to follow. Don't delegate only the crap work. Sure, there is stuff that we don't like to do, and sometimes we have to spread that around. But think of delegation as a way of developing and energizing people. Second, always have a conversation when you hand the task over. Be thoughtful of who you're giving the task to and why. and share that with them. I'm giving this to you because you express an interest in diversity and inclusion, and I believe you're going to do an excellent job. I mean, wouldn't you love it if your leader came to you and said that to you? Finally, delegation doesn't mean you simply hand over the task and never think about it again. This is a great opportunity to share feedback to the individual on how they did. After all, you are still responsible as a leader. So thanks for listening. As always, share with me your challenges that you've experienced and topics you'd like to learn more about. And if you want me to come in and do a workshop on delegation, simply reach out to me via my website, www.mendozaandobrien.com. See you next time.
All right, and another gem from Coach Larry. Coach Larry is Larry O'Brien, MendozaAndOBrien.com. His weekly updates, I'm so happy to have him as a weekly contributor because he helps make people more effective, and that's what this show is all about, doggone it. And delegation, come on. I delegated my show to Lori Day a couple weeks ago. She did an amazing job. Thank you for all your email. I've passed it along to Lori. Yes, it was great. Her guests, Michelle and Dolores, were fantastic, and Lori Day will be back to guest host again. Yes, she did a fantastic. She might even replace me one day.